It's the first time the House passed legislation that could have a significant impact on state employees' retirement benefits, as well as that of teachers and university workers. One measure caps the amount of a salary a pension can be based on. The other raises the retirement age. House Democrats' point woman on pensions, Representative Elaine Nekritz of Northbrook, says they're important milestones, but hinted they won't become law in their current form.
I don't know whether they're test votes or not. They're real votes, but they're not. I still think we have to put the whole package together.
A House committee did give bipartisan approval to a comprehensive pension package. It includes the salary cap and age increase, but it also requires workers put more of their paychecks toward retirement, and it reduces their benefits. On top of all of that, the Senate's working on a similar plan and others. That jumble of measures may be an apt metaphor for the state of negotiations. Legislative solutions to Illinois' pension gap are rolling around, but there's no consensus. In unions, who say benefit reductions are unfair and illegal, continue to fight pension changes on all fronts. I'm Amanda Vinicky.